Hi, my name is Ashley B. Jones, and I go to Purple Northside, and I am in fourth grade. This book is dedicated to kindergarten. The title of my story is High School with a Sneaky Crow. Once upon a time, there was a snake, a fox, a kangaroo, an alligator, and a duck. We're all friends until a sneaky crow came along, and all he do is tell lies, not being respectful. The next day, it was school, said the duck. So the duck asked, what school do you go to? Propel Northside. The crow answered back, but that's what school we go to, said the duck. The next day was school, and they all seen the crow. They all came in and said, hi, teacher. The teacher said, hi. A few hours later, it was lunch. The sneaky crow stole the duck's lunch. And the duck said, who took my lunch? And the crow lied and said it was Snake. But Snake said, no, I didn't steal the lunch. So the lunch lady asked Crow, why do you have two lunches? He acted like he didn't hear her. He was looking so nervous. The lunch lady said, why are you looking nervous? He said, I'm not looking nervous. So they took him to the principal's office. They asked questions. Then his mom came, and then he wanted to answer. His mom said, why weren't you answering when I was not here? He said, because I was scared. She said, no, you're not scared, because I know when you're lying or not lying, because I'm your mother. He said, okay, I did steal a lunch, because I was hungry. His mom said, you could have asked for another lunch instead of stealing, right? He said, yes, mom. And are you taking me home? She said, no, because you lied. He said, okay. Then when he came downstairs, no one wouldn't talk to him but the teacher. At recess, he talked to the teacher. He said, why aren't no one talking to me? The teacher said, once you lie, no one will want to be your friend. The next day, they all went to the gym to hear Crow's speech. He was so nervous because he never stood in front of 200 people. He said, everyone, I'm sorry for stealing your lunches. So would you forgive me? Everyone screamed. Yes, 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 yes. He said, thank you so much. The next day, everyone was in his room. He was so happy. Then he visited pre-K, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, tenth grade, finally, 11th, 12th grade. He was so happy. Everyone's parents met together. Once again, Snake, Fox, Kangaroo, Alligator, and the Duck was all friends. Then Snake had a sleepover, Fox had a sleepover, Kangaroo had a sleepover, Alligator had a sleepover, Duck had a sleepover, and Crow had a sleepover. Everyone knew it was Crow's B-Day the next day, so they set up a party. They had balloons, cake, cupcakes, gifts, games, ice cream, chips, food like hamburgers, nuggets, fries, candy like chocolate, jelly beans, ranchers, jelly beans, drawbreakers, gum, lappy tappies, nylators, and then he came to school. Everyone said, surprise! He was so excited. And then next day was Snake's B-Day, but he didn't want to go to school. His mom asked, why don't you want to go to school? He said, because no one plays or talks to me. She said, oh, my pretty child, you don't worry. Because you don't ever let someone tell you you're not pretty or no mean words or let them hit you, okay? Yes, Mama, he answered. So go to school and enjoy your B-Day, okay? I love you. Love you too. So he went to school looking sad and said to himself, why do I got to be the only lonely one? He walked in and said, I guess I'm the only one here. But until everyone said, surprise, he was so excited. He was so glad. He said, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're welcome. But Crow was mad because his B-Day was yesterday and he still wanted attention. So he said to everyone, why am I not getting any attention? Because it was your B-Day. It's not your B-Day no more, they said. He was so angry. So he said, I don't like y'all no more. But they said, oh well, it's not your B-Day, it's Snake. He said, oh well, but Snake said, please don't mess up my birthday. And then all the friends came and Crow said, I won't steal y'all lunches no more and lived happily ever after. The moral of my story is that the crow stopped eating other people's lunches in the cafe and stopped trying to get all their attention.